Hello, this is me again, Rachel, for episode 3, yes, of our podcast. Welcome to Arise, a podcast from Awake Jonah Ministries. Today we're going to be talking about the goodness of God. The goodness of God and the faithfulness of God. This week I have been thinking what I'm going to be talking about. And even all day, my mind was lingering on what I was going to talk about. And this song, The Goodness of God, came into my heart and I played it over and over. And then I was on Facebook and I saw a post from one of my friends who was waiting on God for a child. And she was questioning God, you know, like sometimes we are Christian, we have faith, and we face trial. And to those trials, we are human, we are living, and then we see our brothers and sisters, some arise in certain area and some don't. We all have something that we want and we are praying for. And for her, it's for a beloved child. And although she's right on what she said, and it makes sense, you know, like there was this woman who have 7 children and pray God to close a womb. And there we are in awe to see that God effectively closed the womb. And others are praying for one single child and they still pray, or even if it's not a child, sometimes we pray for something that we want, a better job, like a husband or a house or whatever we want. And then we see someone else having their cup filled and overflow. And sometimes we wonder, God, what about me? And this has me think about the time of God. Yes, He's faithful. Is it our time yet? Sometimes we ask, not that, how do I say that? It's really hard as a human or as someone living, wanting something and praying for it and asking God with all your heart for something and it's not happening. How do we keep faith in need? How do we keep faith when God seems not answer, like it seems that He's absent, it seems that He's not answering, it seems that He's taking care of everybody else but us? How can we keep faith? How can we keep thriving in the midst of all this? So this week is more about a reflection, and the song touched me so much. And when they talk about the goodness of God that's running after me. It's running after me, keeps running after me. The goodness is running, but am I missing something? Yes, all my life, God has been faithful. All my life, He has been so, so good. What is it that is blocking my eyes that I cannot see the goodness, the greatness of God in the midst of all that I'm going? Of course, I'm paraphrasing, talking at the first person here. But yes, let's sing, let's rejoice. It's hard to say, but the Gideon, like if we remember the story from Gideon, when he was going to war, he has a huge army of people, and then God asked him to make them go to the river and drink. The one that kept their arms and took and drank the water as dogs, like with their tongues, those are the ones that's gonna be part of the army that will lead us to victory. And only 300 of them, and he had the faith to trust God that those 300 men will lead him to victory. So, of course, we need faith. Of course, we are faithful. Of course, we are waiting in the promise. But what is it that we miss? You know, sometimes the grace of God is sufficient. It's everybody has a journey. Everybody has a time. Let's meditate on that and let the goodness, the greatness of God fill us. Thank you so much. That was Rachel. I hope you were blessed by this song at the same time in the background that has been touching me. Thank you. Have a wonderful week. Rachel here for Arise. Bye-bye.